This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1205. Show Up Real and Afraid and Honest and Vulnerable by Krista O'Reilly Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining today. I am Greg Audino, your host and narrator, and it's so nice to be sharing some great relationship content with you once again. Today's post is one we can apply to all the relationships we have in our lives. I think you're really going to like the call to action in this one a lot. So without further ado, let's just jump right in and start optimizing your life. Show Up Real and Afraid and Honest and Vulnerable by Krista O'Reilly Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. Inside, I'm pretty sure we're all afraid, at least some of the time, and more often than not, show up afraid, afraid and vulnerable. Show up real and honest with yourself above all. I show up every day afraid. I work with beautiful, competent women doing lovely things in the world, and they're afraid too, at least some of the time, and more often than not. I often reassure them that they are not, in fact, alone. It helps. Show up afraid and vulnerable time and time again. I don't know how to do life except this way. Show up and do the work afraid. Show up through perfectionism, comparison, fear, self-doubt, the nagging thoughts of, I'm not good enough, while my inner critic natters in the background. She talks too much. When I reach out to my husband in the exact moment that it would be far easier to pull away, I am afraid, but risking vulnerability. When I tell my friend I miss her, even though I know she's busy and can't always be present in the exact moment I want her, I am afraid and vulnerable. When my child hurts and I can't fix it, but I refuse to be pushed away, my mama's heart is achy, afraid, and definitely vulnerable. When I feel weary and have shown up with courage for my clients to support them as they do hard things, but I need some days off and I wish I could sustain a higher workload and more consistent energy, I feel afraid and vulnerable. When I choose to trust my gut and offer you gifts without requiring you to sign up for email, or I write from the heart rather than from a strategic script, yep, afraid and vulnerable. Maybe I'm not enough. It won't last. They will reject me. He will leave. What if I crash again? I can't keep up. Swirling thoughts of discouraging possibility that threaten to take me out if I'm not conscious and compassionate. But instead of running, I move toward. I tell you the truth. Touch his arm. Say I love you. Ask for help. Bare my soul. Risk it all. Open up. Pour out love. Believe the best. Make space for not knowing, loosen my grip, forgive over and over, welcome delight. I choose to love myself right here in this moment, and I say yes to fear and vulnerability. There is no cure for the whopping vulnerability hangover. Without vulnerability, we can't put down deep roots with another human. We can't make the impact we long to make, whether our circle of impact is grand or tiny. We do not find our way to freedom. Without being vulnerable, we add to the noise. We stay petty and polished, but guarded and miserably afraid. We can use the weapon of vulnerability to cut our way through the fear. We use it on purpose, a little clumsily, and we get better as we practice. But no one said the path to freedom was easy, and sometimes I wake up with a whopping vulnerability hangover. At least in the moment I wish I could take back, play it safe, stick my head back in the sand. But there is no going back. And truthfully, I'm more concerned about freedom than safety, so I do it the same way all over again. I am desperately bored from much of my own writing and what I read online, and that too scares me and leaves me feeling entirely too vulnerable. On the other hand, maybe the only thing that matters is being real. I can handle a vulnerability hangover over self-judgment or fear. I don't accept living stuck in fear or complacency. I connect with a lot of women, and I'm pretty sure each one shows up afraid. She may look confident, she may be happy, she's building a beautiful life, but that doesn't mean she isn't afraid. It does not mean that she knows what she's doing, lives trouble-free, or isn't faking it some of the time. It also doesn't mean that fear is our enemy. Staying stuck in fear is our enemy. We're not all called to tell personal stories, but we're all called to show up through fear. Maybe you need to tell your partner the truth about your suicidal thoughts, or your binge eating, or about a long-held dream. Perhaps you need to quit that horrible job, propose to your partner, or finally get out of debt. Get off the hamster wheel. Slow down. Stop exchanging your soul for the almighty dollar. I wonder if some of you are being called to write your terrible, horrible, no good, very bad first blog post, to learn to say no, to finally decide you're worth caring for. Show up afraid, afraid and vulnerable. Show up real and honest with yourself above all. Then tell your friends the truth. If they can't handle it, be patient. They may be out of practice. And remember, the next day, when you wake up with a raging vulnerability hangover, in tears, and you panic and you want to run, take a deep breath and remind yourself, we're all with you on the journey. You're not the only one. You just listened to the post titled, Show Up Real and Afraid and Honest and Vulnerable by Krista O'Reilly Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. And thanks so much to Krista for today's great article. I'm also a big advocate for emphasizing honesty and vulnerability, which lately has brought me to questions about where the limitations might be on that, if there are any. If we get obsessed with this idea and start to implement it at any given opportunity, something I'm at risk for as a really obsessive thinker, we might find ourselves blurting out momentary passing thoughts just because we don't want to be afraid to express ourselves. Yet, those thoughts can prove to not only be irrelevant, but even damaging. So, it's hard for me to think that there shouldn't be some degree of measurement and calculation in how openly we speak our truths. Everyone has weird, insignificant thoughts, and taking them all with an equal level of seriousness right away, instead of letting them marinate for a bit first, it can be a slippery slope. At least to me. Things to consider. That's it for me, though, everyone. I hope my precautionary commentary hasn't discouraged you from presenting the raw version of yourself that Krista suggests. This was an important article. I'm simply reminding you to push yourself delicately, not to shy away. Okay, wishing you all a great rest of your day. You know we'll be back here again tomorrow as usual. So if you enjoyed this post, come on back for the next episode. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.